Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Moretz, and I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159, Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. Let's do this thing. We've got a lot of game time decisions to make. A full slate of Major League Baseball tonight. We've got three WNBA games on tap. We've got a couple of other loose end sports that we've got some plays on this evening. We scour the globe looking for winners, including the U.S. Open. We've got the U.S. Open golf tournament in Los Angeles, California. We've got Christopher Powers going to step up and in and join us from Golf Digest. Dave Sharapan straight from the Strip of Las Vegas, Nevada, where the Stanley Cup will be in the building. The Larry O'Brien Trophy was awarded last night in a Mile High City. Congratulations to the Denver Nuggets, their first ever championship. Will we see the second championship awarded, Cam, on consecutive nights and franchises winning their first championships? Denver Nuggets won for the first time last night. Las Vegas Golden Knights, although it took the Denver Nuggets 47 years, the Vegas Golden Knights could do this in 6 years.
Six. Pretty impressive. Yeah, no, I think they are going to take care of business. Here's the thing, Gabe. Like, Florida, they've been a great story. They're not going to go down without a fight, but I just, as we said before, I think just Vegas is better. The only thing you worry about in hockey is we've talked about before, you know, getting too up for something, making mistakes early in the game. But Vegas has been really good with that stuff. They're very even-keeled. A lot of good veterans on that team, and Cassidy will have them ready to play. I expect them to close the door tonight. Unless Bobrovsky stands on his head, I got to think Vegas will have our back-to-back championships in Denver and in Vegas tonight.
It is cliche to say that the last game is the hardest game to win, but truth be told, anybody that watched the NBA game last night, you saw that wasn't easy for Denver. Denver didn't play well. It was just that Miami, you know, just weren't good enough to beat them. And Denver, you know, Denver knew the challenge that they were up against with the trophy in the building. We talked about Malone not wanting the player seeing it. Jack Eichel was asked about playing for the Stanley Cup and if they are looking ahead to winning the Stanley Cup. And he said, I want to get the exact words here, but he said, it's human nature. You'd be lying if you were a hockey player and you were in this situation and said you weren't. It's tough to get your mind off of it. Jack Eichel asked on what it would mean to win the Stanley Cup and to win this game tonight. So he's admitting, yeah, I'm thinking about hoisting the Stanley Cup. Right.
Exactly.
So, but they've got to rein that in. And Denver did last night, barely. The fact of the matter is, though, the Panthers are just, you know, they're just beaten down. They're worn out. They're undersized. And it doesn't sound as if though Matthew Tkachuk is very healthy tonight, even if he laces them up.
Great point, Gabe. And, you know, we've watched the series, too, and you would expect other players to step up. Reinhardt needs to do more, but Willie Barkov has been actually I would consider him a detriment to what he's done for the Panthers. He's been making really bad mistakes on a lot of Vegas goals. Sure, he's got a couple points, but who cares? He's been brutal. And the thing about Vegas is they're a deep hockey team, Morenci. That building is going to be rocking. I'll tell you something. I don't know how it's going to go, but you know the first 5 minutes, either Vegas is going to come out there and pummel these guys, or they're going to be nervous and they're going to make a mistake and Florida scores first. I don't know which way it's going to go. All I know is we got futures on Denver and Vegas, and I'm cheering for the damn Golden Knights tonight. I don't like the price at minus 200.
And climbing.
True.
Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Moretzi. Let's do this thing. Game Time Decisions has begun. Sports Grid Radio and Television Network, Sirius XM channel 159. I am Moretzi. We got Cam Stewart in the house. Donnie Wrightside will join us in a couple of moments. Countdown to puck drop is on. The Larry O'B was awarded last night to Jokic and company. A dominant performance. by the Denver Nuggets through the playoffs. 16-4 was their record. Now tonight's an opportunity for the Stanley Cup to be awarded. The cup is going to be in the building. No doubt the Vegas Golden Knights are very excited about this, and it'll be the party of all parties on the Strip in Las Vegas tonight if they're able to pull it off. And hopefully, unlike Denver last night, hopefully 9 people don't end up getting shot and a drug deal gone bad a couple hours after in the middle of the must have been some drug deal for that many people to get shot in the middle of a NBA celebration. But, yeah, 9 people ended up getting shot in an incident last night in Denver. But fortunately, nobody died, luckily enough. But Vegas is on tilt right now. They're ready for the big party. They're ready to explode tonight. We should note, although the Florida Panthers were a hell of a lot fresher when they did this, they did come back from 3-1 against the Boston Bruins, Cam, in the first round of the playoffs.
They did. They did, Gabe. But as you said, round one. Very
a lot fresher.
Very fresh. Yes. Now they're not fresh. No, they're the opposite of like detergent right now. They're unfreshed and dirty. Like, that's the thing. They came back. Like, think about the series they've had, and even the Carolina series, they might have swept them, Gabe, but that was tough on them. All those games were tight. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, it's actually crazy that Vegas has had kind of an easier road. Like, they beat Edmonton handily. That's the thing about Vegas. It's actually shocking how good they've been. Like, they've had a much easier road than the Florida Panthers to get here.
Yeah, but because they made it easier, though. They played tough teams. But no, it's a good point. The Panthers played like a gauntlet. Like, to go through the Bruins, the Leafs, and then the Canes is definitely draining. But, you know, Vegas have created this, and Vegas are the fresher team. They're the bigger team. And that's the byproduct of all these long series is that the Panthers played in those close games, the overtime games. They're just done. I mean, they appear to be done. Even the look in Paul Maurice's face right now, he looks to be done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabe Morency. Let's do this thing. Countdown to puck drop is on. Stanley Cup Finals tonight. The cup is in the building. The dude with the white gloves is in the building. The Vegas Golden Knights. Yeah, Phil Pritchard. The Vegas Golden Knights. I'm going to get my white gloves out later, actually, for the cup.
Yeah, you should.
My gloves, and I've got the cup and everything as well.
That's the cup.
But
gloves.
We'll see if Vegas is able to win tonight on home ice. Teams don't win at home very often.
It's true.
If you look back at the history, and it's really, really uncanny, actually, how infrequent it is that teams win the Stanley Cup on their home ice. But it feels as though tonight is the night, just that Florida have just been dominated. I mean, even in the game that they won, they didn't play well at all.
No,
Vegas have just dominated this series. It should come to a close tonight, but we got baseball on tap. Coach James Young will join us. We'll get to the WNBA as well. I've got a Canadian Basketball League pick for everybody a little bit later on. And we got Donnie Wright's side. I've got a bunch of baseball thoughts, trends, picks, and everything else in between for tonight's card. Donnie Wright's side in the house. What's going on, Donnie?
Hey, big baseball card today. 15 games, even though the NBA left us. There's still plenty, as you guys said, to bet on baseball or not tonight. Let's get after it.
No WNBA action for you tonight, Donnie.
When's that start? When's that league? Is that now?
When's that start?
We know that the Atlanta Braves and the Detroit Tigers will keep it in Donnie's lane. We know that the Atlanta Braves and the Detroit Tigers start at 6:40 tonight. an improbable comeback last night by the Detroit Tigers. Yeah. I was on the Atlanta Braves. I had a same game parlay last night, Donnie. So I have a nice same game parlay going with Morton strikeouts to the over. And of course, Morton strikeouts went over the number. Yep. The Tigers had lost 247 straight home games when trailing by three or more runs going into the ninth inning until last night. Of course, I have to be on that.
That's insane.
That's the first time, Cam. The 247 freaking, like, I saw that. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
What?
The Tigers came back and then I see that's the first time in 247 games, Cam. Yeah, the first time since 2014.
That's crazy. Like, I can't even believe, like, you're not even
three runs.
Oh, yeah. My God. I would have said,
the
like,
the Tigers
maybe
haven't won
games?
At home down by three since 2014 till last night.
I'm flabbergasted. I'm shocked. Like, that's stupid. Sorry. That's just unbelievable.
You know, another one that surprised me is Christian Brown. Braun, whatever. He changed his name to Brown. Mm-hmm. He wants to be called Brown now. Yeah. But he's only the fifth player. I brought it up before. I was like, you know, this kid, he was on the Kansas Jayhawks last year, and he won the championship. Uh-huh. So now he wins the NBA championship. He's only the fifth player. That really surprises me that there's not more than five over the years. He's only the fifth player to win a college championship and then an NBA championship. And we have to go back a ways.
Spot too.
That's like really agent, low.
Rookies that just get picked up and they're like the 11th
man
on the
bench. Yeah, you figure
bench,
like between just exactly. He's on the team. Yeah. He was on that team. Yep. He didn't
exactly.
Play,
so who?
There,
so
you know
who?
I mean?
Bill Walton? Bill Walton?
No, it's quite the list, actually.
Who is it?
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
Henry Bibby?
Wow.
Billy
James
Thompson.
Worthy or something.
Yeah. Billy Thompson.
Yeah, Lakers and Louisville, right?
And Bill Russell.
Bill Russell makes
There you go.
I got the Bibby one. Like, phew.
That's quite like, the okay. Listen, Henry Bibby. Not even Mike Bibby, but Mike never won an NBA. What a college star.
Mike Bibby. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Mike Bibby.
Mike Bibby, Miles Simon. Neither one.
The other ones make sense. Yeah, Chris. Bill Russell, yes. Like, the other ones are, that's tough. And then you put Christian Braun there. Like, weird.
Mm-hmm.
The Magic came in and won. Magic came in and won for Michigan State and the Lakers. Henry Bibby, Bill Russell, Billy Thompson. Like, we're going back a ways. Like, so, in other words, first time since Magic Johnson. Christian Brown, of all people.
That's nuts.
Yeah, like I said, I was like, come on. There's got to be more than five. He's, like, only four before him all these years. But there was a lot of interesting records that were broken. So, including the 247 straight home games for the Tigers. And, of course, it happened last night. Something I noticed, guys, Strider's on the hill here tonight. His KO prop is 9.5. He's actually gone under 9.5 strikeouts in four of his last five starts. It's plus money a little bit, but it's a little high. What are you doing with this game, Donnie, if anything?
Yeah, I like Strider. Well, Strider at home is better for me than away with strikeout props. Up to his last game, which I bet he got rocked, but still finished with 8 Ks. He typically gets close to 10 Ks at home, a little bit different there of splits on the road. The game is starting in a rain delay tonight. I actually like the under in this game, to be honest. That's a bad lineup, and you're right. For any team in Major League Baseball that you have basically a 5-1 lead against, it's probably the Tigers you want to have that lead against. So to blow that last night, I think they come back down to reality, maybe 3 runs tops for them tonight. I look for an under between the Atlanta Braves and the Detroit Tigers when it gets underway.
Cam, are you playing the Braves and Tigers game?
Yes, actually, I have a same game parlay for this game. I know Strider got rocked against the Mets, but I expect him to bounce back in this game. And yeah, Gabe, you're right. The 9 strikeouts was a little bit better, so I did the alternate strikeouts with Strider. And who else do I have? Acuna to get a hit. That was my same game parlay. Yeah. Turned it into plus money instead of laying 270. So that's what I got in this game. I think the Braves bounce back, and I like them on the alternate run line just to tell you, yeah, here we go. I got to be honest with you, Renzi. I felt the same way as you. I had the Mariners last night, game to go over, and I'm like, oh, Lizardo just needs 5, and he got absolutely rocked, couldn't get there. Like, I'm sick and tired of this stuff. I'm going to keep the recipe simple next time. If this one doesn't win, it's 2 games from now on. Strider, 7 Ks. Braves on the alternate line. Ronald Acuna Jr. a hit, plus 132. That's my same game parlay.
One thing I liked was the Atlanta Braves parlayed with the Las Vegas Golden Knights to plus 105, but I liked it because we can get a head start on the hockey game because of the early start of the baseball game. But now we're in a rain delay, and I also dislike Donnie and Cam. Never a big fan when you have an ace on the hill and there's a rain delay. Depends on how long.
But at least it hasn't started. At least it hasn't started yet, Gabe. That's the worst is when they
over
start.
Under like, starting pitcher go. Batter, it seems like when it goes to a rain delay, you never win that bet no matter what happens to start the game. It's always bad vibes. Yeah. Like, ooh, I got an over, let's just say 8.5. Oh, it's a rain delay to start the game. You know, I'm going to bet. I lost it. It's probably 1-0 game.
Yep.
See it.
You're right, Tony.
Pitchers are temperamental. Right. Some of them don't
they
react
are.
Well.
You're right.
How long is going to, you know what I mean? Some dudes, especially,
bored,
I don't know how long
cards.
They do.
Yep.
The worst is if they go through their routine first. That's worse.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
If they went through their routine and they're all dialed up and then they come in, hey, Spencer, listen, there's a delay.
Yeah,
like, unless like they told them earlier, listen, man, like there's probably going to be a longer delay tonight. Get prepared for 8 o'clock in your mind or whatever. Some of these guys are different. And you see, sometimes if it's delayed, managers will just pull the ace. They'll be like, yeah, yeah, we're not doing this anymore. Yep. And then, like you said, Donnie, it always turns into a 9-8 game. It's always
whatever your bet. It's like opposite bizarro world. Like, yes,
the game correct. Takes 8 yep. hours to play. It's like 10-9 or something. Like
three fans in the stands. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It always just changes everything. So we'll keep our eye on how long this delay is for. Let us know in the booth if you guys can. But I'll tell you what, it's already been pulled from the board. They got it listed right now. FanDuel listed at 7-10. All right, that's not that bad. Yeah. All right, next game up in the rotation now will be the Blue Jays and the Orioles. Cam, I'll throw it to you. You're the Blue Jay fan. What are you doing with the Bassett Hound? -124 on the road against Baltimore. 8.5 is the total.
It's tough, Gabe. Like, I got to be honest with you. I thought the Blue Jays would be like $1.35 in the game. Lots of respect for the Orioles. Bassett's been absolutely phenomenal. Like, in his last start before his wife's pregnancy, he's been really dealing right now. I'm going to bet the Blue Jays, but as you said before, Toronto used to really beat down Baltimore, but recently Baltimore's killed the Blue Jays at Camden Yards. It's something that I'm very nervous about this game. It's going to be a small play, more of a homer play. What do you guys think about that total at 8.5? I think the offense is – every time Baltimore and Toronto get together, usually that's
– Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
A lot of fireworks.
Donnie, what are your quick thoughts on this game before the break?
Yeah, I'm actually with the over in this game. 74 degrees, wind blowing out. Bassett's been sensational against right-handers, but how about this? Baltimore is going to send 6 left-handed batters at him. Oh, and if you're looking for a team that struggles here at the plate from the left side, it's Toronto. But most of those batters be from the right side. They'll hit Kramer tonight. Go over.
I got a Gunnar Henderson prop that we'll talk about on the
love
other side.
Love it. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gable Morency. Later in the week, we'll get into the Canadian Grand Prix. Our boy Tino Patino is giving us F1 picks now, too, as well as the NASCAR. But we were talking about that NASCAR shuts things down when it gets a little rainy. F1 races in the rain, and it looks like we're going to have a rainy race in Montreal this weekend, which I don't mind. It leads to chaos, except I'm going to be sitting there, and I wanted to just sit and bake in the sun and not sit in the rain. And also, it makes it really tricky to bet on. Because suddenly it's raining and you never know who the hell is going to spin out, crash out. Weird things happen. And it was raining last year in Montreal and weird things happened in the race. But it's entertaining racing. All right, we got Donnie Wrightside with us. We'll get back to that a little bit later on. So we were talking about Gunnar Henderson, 10 for 19. He's hitting .526 over his past 5 games, 3 home runs, 6 RBIs, 5 runs scored. I think runs scored is a prop that I've been leaving on the table a little bit too much. I'm a fan of the total bases. Donnie likes the home runs, but What are some of the other exotics you're starting to look at, Donnie, with your baseball betting with the props?
I love RBI. I love RBI props, and I got Gunnar Henderson. Even though he's a leadoff guy, you're burning the first at bat. You understand that. But also, coming through that line. Now, granted, if he hits a solo home run, fantastic. You cash it in. But you're waiting on the comeback there where, like, the eight, nine guys, seven guys can actually be on base to drive them in. He's been hot there. 361 ISO power number against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. 436 weighted on base percentage. He's going to be on base. He's going to hit tonight. I'm going to take him to get an RBI plus 180 price. So I'm in on Gunnar Henderson. That's a good look when you said that at the end of the segment.
So I'm taking Gunnar Henderson over 1.5 total bases plus 115, yeah, plus money. What a guy that's hitting 500.
Any Blue Jays, Donnie? Hit Kramer?
I think they do, yes. Like, Kramer struggled a little bit with right-handed bats, and if you struggle with right-handed bats, that's not really the best lineup to go up against there. I'm just waiting for Vladdy to wake back up. Maybe he does wake back up tonight and launches one into the seats, because if you're looking at 75 degrees, wind blowing out, come on, Vladdy, get going. Tonight's the night. Creaky Kramer.
This is a massive series, like, for the month of June. Like, I don't want to overstate it, but it's a big series for the Toronto Blue Jays. Really, the Baltimore Orioles spend a hell of a lot less money than they do and are better than they are now. And the Jays are sort of hanging around, but they've got to start stringing some wins together. It's just not good enough when you look at the pace of everybody else right now in the American League. Looking at the Jays hitters tonight, anybody with any sort of track record, Vladimir Guerrero actually is 6-for-19, Donnie.
Good.
6-for-19.
Yeah.
That's a pretty decent sample size right there, hitting 316. He's got 4 home runs against Kramer, Kim.
19 at bats? Mm, yeah. Now we're really on to something. Okay. Yes. I like this.
There it is.
Yeah. We found it.
Swing for the fences with Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Well, he should wake up.
And hope for the best.
Yeah. I agree. Let's go.
I think Baltimore are going to win this game, though.
I've
seen enough from both these teams to know one of them just sort of knows how to win. The other team doesn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Jays are front runners. If they beat you down 20-1, they beat you. But if it's a tight game, like, I don't have a lot of confidence in them.
Classic Jays, right? They're playing good. All of a sudden on a heater, Minnesota comes to town. Nee, lose 2, have to come back from 5 runs down to salvage a game.
True.
Classic Blue Jays. This is what they do, man. They never, like, they could have taken 2 of 3 from Minnesota, got on a good heater, but no, it always seems like, right, Gabe, it's 1 step forward, 2 steps back with these guys. You're right. It's a huge series, but the over is going to be the play for me in this game. I see runs on both sides.
And the Toronto Blue Jays, one of their big weaknesses as well is the fact that they can't beat teams within their division. And it's going to be a problem for them when you add it up, when it's all said and done. The Jays have really struggled against division teams this year. And Baltimore already swept them in Toronto this year as well. So it's hard. It's just hard. I got a future on the Jays over 91.5 wins. I don't think it's going to get there. I hope they go on a run, but I wouldn't be betting on them tonight.
Yeah.
All right, next game up, Boston lost last night, Donnie, to Colorado. You got Cutter Crawford and Anderson on the hill here tonight. Red Sox minus 220 right now. What's your take on this game? Total's 9.
Yeah, I would have liked it better if Boston actually woke up at the plate, because they have so many left-handed batters through switch hitters that they should be able to take advantage of Chase Anderson, who has a high xFIP number, but they don't seem to be able to do that. So when you look at that price point, to the dog Colorado, but I really don't have a play in this game. But certainly, I'm not playing the Boston Red Sox at that price. That's out the window.
Cam, what do you do with this game?
I'm thinking about taking Colorado plus 1.5 since the Red Sox are at home. Donnie's right. Boston should be about $1.70 in this game, not 220. The line's way out of whack. I think I'm going to small play on Colorado plus 1.5.
I got burnt last night with Boston. I'm going to stay away from this one. We get into the Mets and the Yankees tonight. Scherzer and Severino. This game, I see a couple of angles here. The Mets have lost 7 in a row. The Yankees are 3-4 without Aaron Judge. What really stands out is just the Yankees' lack of offense. And the under in this game is the play to me. So I like the under, number one. You have no Alonso. You have no Aaron Judge. The Yankees are 6-1 to the under in their 7 games without Aaron Judge. So they're 3-4. They're going to struggle without him as time goes on. They just have no offensive pop here. Right now, I'm expecting Scherzer to pitch well tonight. I like Scherzer's strikeout prop. Scherzer's gone over 6.5 in 3 straight, although they bumped it up to 7.5 at plus money through the day. I like the under in this game, Donnie. That's the play that catches my eye the most. I've got a same game parlay in this game, actually, a little plus money action, but I do like the under. What do you like, Donnie, in this game?
Yeah, Scherzer looking for a bounce back start tonight, but I'm going to focus on Luis Severino on the mound, and he's been absolutely getting whacked by right-handed batters. 312 ISO power number and also a 448 weighted on base percentage through 65 batters total. And also, he's only had those statistics over the last 30 days. Couple guys I'm looking for RBI props from the right side for the Mets, and you're right. It's a very underwhelming lineup, but some of these guys have really good numbers against right-handed pitching over the past month. Francisco Alvarez, an RBI prop, makes a lot of sense. His ISO, 474 through 62 at bats coming up against right-handed pitching. He should do some damage tonight. Tommy Pham in the 7-hole tonight, a 294 ISO power number. And if you really want to get risky in the 9-hole, Mark Canha with a 393 weighted on base percentage through 52 at bats against right-handed pitching. That's where I'm going tonight in this game. Don't love it overall, but I think the Mets have some decent chances here for some RBI out of those right-handed batters.
Cam, what do you do with the Yankees in the Mets game?
Passing. That's what I'm doing. I actually, like you, Morenci, I lean under 7.5.
You know, I just want to get my Guerrero home run prop in here. I got plus 390.
Yeah, get it. Yeah, you're okay. You still got to me. You got half an hour. You're good.
What, there it is. No, it's out of the way.
You're good.
But also, I don't know if you know this, Donnie. You realize you see Rizzo, longest hitless streak of his career going on right now.
Really?
He's 0 for 24.
It's hard to do.
So he's never been 0 for 24 in his career. Yeah, so he's on an 0 for 24 run. I'm like I was ready to load up on him tonight. like on total length to get a hit. I'm like, well, he's 0 for 24. Like, he's classically due here, but I don't really want to do it against Scherzer here. Get my same game parlay up here. Yeah. We're going to go no run in the first inning in this game. We're going to attack it. No run in the first inning. Then we bumped up the total from 7.5 to 8.5. And $100 pays back 230. So it's plus 130. No run in the first inning. Game to go under 8.5. But I also like the under 7.5 just as a straight play. I don't have a problem with that either. And as I talked about, Scherzer, it was 6.5 earlier in the day. I guess it depends if it's minus money or 7.5 plus money right now. But he has gone over 6.5 in his last 3 straight starts. Brewers got swept by the A's. How are they going to bounce back, Donnie? And what are your baseball best bets? What are you looking at here?
Yeah, not too much here in this Minnesota Twins-Milwaukee Brewers game. Both pitchers average. Lopez, you can get him a little bit from the left-hand side. But anytime I see Milwaukee, I really struggle to take them as a side because you're really painting yourself in the corner. It feels like your pitchers have to give up 3 runs or less for you to have a legitimate chance. So no real play here in this Brewers-Twins game for me. Just not an enticing game overall.
And as far as the rest of the card is concerned, what do you like tonight?
Let's let it rip. RBI props. Ellie De La Cruz, Bobby Witt Jr., Edward Olivares, Brian Reynolds, Jack Suwinski, Chad Wallach, Zach Neto, Tommy Pham, Ryan O'Hearn, Gunnar Henderson, and Francisco Alvarez. And also, how about this strikeout prop to the under? Hunter Brown, under 5.5 Ks. Ooh,
under.
Going up against the Nationals.
Nice.
Under. Yes. There you go.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. We're ready. We're locked and loaded tonight.
Yeah. He only got the 5 last time against the Jays,
it's
but that was
suspicious
sort of on
number.
The light side.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, remember that, Brezzi.
That's a lot of RBI props.
We hit that 4-game parlay.
We got 11.
Brown needed that last strikeout to do it. It was the biggest of sweat jobs. So Donnie might be on to something. Like, it was.
Yeah,
dangerous.
But the Jays were in a zone that night.
Nats don't strike out.
Counts.
The Nats don't strike out.
So I know they're pretty good. They are. You're right.
Yeah.
They don't strike out a lot. You know what? I liked. You know what? You threw De La Cruz out there. I'm going to get on the De La Cruz. Last night, he had an 0-4 last night, right? So he should bounce back tonight. Plus, we should note as well for everybody, Jordan Lyles, 0-13 on the money line, the Royals.
He's going to win. Is he going to win tonight?
1-12 on the run line.
Williamson. 1-12 yeah, this is a stellar pitching matchup tonight. Yeah, it really is.
This is gross.
But Jordan Lyles literally has been the best bet against in baseball.
Actually,
the Royals are 1-12 on the run line when he pitches.
His last couple
games, 0-13 straight up.
Let's take a look. I know Jordan Lyles. Yeah, I know. They don't give him any run support, these guys. Like, what has he ever done to the rest of the Royals?
They get some runs tonight, though. Lyles. I think we get runs tonight. I do.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Gets Williamson?
Yeah. Yep.
I think the
nice
Reds...
weather. Let's go.
I think the Reds are the play again tonight.
Maybe.
Thanks, Donnie.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. Thanks to Donnie Wrightside for kicking it with us. All right, so Major League Baseball, we're in a delay right now with the Atlanta Braves and the Detroit Tigers, but we got the Toronto Blue Jays coming up with the Baltimore Orioles. And Cam, are you going to be taking the Toronto Blue Jays in this game? The game's a pick'em. Bassett's pitched well. When he loses, he's had pretty bad luck. They haven't played great defense behind him. They had that night where he there was a bunch of errors behind him, and then he gave up the big home run after. He is a solid pitcher. This is a big series for the Jays. You know, like I said, this really is big. Like, you can say, well, it's kind of early in the season. It is and it isn't, actually, if you look. We're actually, you know, we're moving on here. The season's kind of passing by. And it's not so much that the Jays are terrible or anything. It's just the fact that there are a lot of good teams in the American League this year. Not enough playoff spots to go around for everybody, Cam. Like, you're not put it this
think
way.
About it.
The Blue Jays are not winning the division. They're not catching the Tampa Bay Rays. So
I agree with that.
That's out of the question. Now it's like, all right, there's three wild card spots. And we've got the Texas Rangers, the Houston Astros, the Angels are suddenly good. The Baltimore Orioles are better than the Jays. You got the New York Yankees. This isn't easy. Like, the Jays got to start winning some damn games, bro. And they got to start beating teams in their division.
You're right. Look at Baltimore. Even like not even playing their best baseball, still 41-24, and the Jays 37-30. It's a huge
series. 17 games over.
A couple.
That's 10 games better.
It's huge. Yeah, it's shocking actually. But yeah, I like the over more than anything, Gabe. I will take probably sprinkle on the Jays, but the over's the play for me. I think there's runs in this game. Donnie even said the wind was blowing out, and I think both offenses can do fine. I like the way Bassett's pitching. I think the Jays can get a little bit off Kramer. Before 4 game, we automatically win. The juice is 22 cents to the over. I am on the over 8.5 in Toronto, Baltimore.
Well, our computer likes the Blue Jays, 56.5%.
Surprisingly. That's a little bit high. They're only like minus 120, too. I don't know. He's trying to...
Against a team of 17 program. Games over 500.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
Vladimir Guerrero home run too, Gabe. What was your number? What'd you get him at? What'd you lock him in at?
Plus 390. Yeah, like I said, Guerrero's got 4 home runs and 19 at bats against Dean Kramer. So that's a pretty good track record right there. I don't have a great level of success whenever I do home run. Vladimir Guerrero home run props have never treated me well, actually. Like I've kind of given up on it. I don't take many of his props anymore. He's a very streaky player. Not that he's bad or anything like that, but we do have a spot tonight. I prefer him to hit home runs at home normally, but you know, with that track record, four home runs at 19 at bats, getting a 4-1 shot is definitely worth a shot. I think Colorado and Boston is kind of pricey. Atlanta, Detroit delayed. The Yankee game, we gave it a same game parlay, no run in the first inning, and also the under in the baseball game. I do like the under 7.5. I'm not going to play a side with the Yankees or the Mets, Cam. How are you going to bet on a Mets team that has lost 7 in a row? And it's hard to bet on the Yankees right now without Aaron Judge. They're just not the same team. It's not just Aaron Judge. They have a lot of other guys.
It looks like a low total at 7.5, but that's the only way I would play that game. And I'm not confident, even though I think Scherzer can beat Severino. And Donnie brought up some good points about some guys who hit Severino. But laying 62 with the Mets right now seems insane. So I've leaned to the under in this spot. I haven't pulled the trigger yet.
We were talking about Jordan Lyles earlier.
Yes.
He gave up 5 earned runs in his last start, but the start before that, Cam, it was 1 earned run. But good. Before that, 5, 5, 7, 4, 8. Like, people talk about Patrick Corbin. Like, this guy is kind of the worst pitcher in baseball.
Oh, Lyles is flammable.
He's the worst starter.
And Williamson. Yeah.
Like, how long, like, too. From a betting perspective, I mean, how long can it go on, right? I mean, it's been free money. He's 0-13.
Remember, what was Josh Towers that year? Remember that? I'm like, man, is this guy ever going to win a game? It was, like, disgusting. But it feels like that with Lyles right now. I'm just taking a look at Williamson's numbers, too. Man, this guy's not very good either. Let's take a look at him. 142. Wait, yeah, look at this guy. Brendan Williamson has he's pitched last. He's got a 1.42 ERA. The guy's got 13 walks to 21 strikeouts. Like, that's a horrible ratio. His whip's higher than Jordan Lyles' whip. Yeah, Jordan Lyles, 0-10. Wow. I guess he's due. I kind of like the Royals tonight. Yeah,
that's his record. They're 0-13. That's his record, 0-10.
That's tough.
I feel bad for the guy, actually, but...
I do, too.
It's not fully his fault. You know, he's not very good. No, he's not a bad team. It is what it is, but they'll protect him from the 20 losses once he gets up to 17 or whatever. Like, that's what they did with Towers. I think they took him out when he got to, like, 16 losses.
Yeah, before he hit 20. Game log, yeah. You're right. It's five.
Who's the last guy to lose 20 games? There was one guy. Wasn't there a guy in the Tigers they subjected to this a few years ago?
Yes. Oh, the lefty. Oh, yes. I have his name in my head, too, because I remember.
There was a dude. It was like, you know, you could kind of take him out and not let him get to 20 here.
Mike Maroth. I think his name is Mike Maroth. Was it Mike Maroth? Tigers.
Was it him?
20 wins. Mike Maroth.
In the old days, it was more common. You know what I mean? There'd be dudes who'd be like 22-20 or something like that because they go the distance all the time. Mike Maroth. But I just remember in the modern era, it was like, you know, it's kind of unusual you guys are exposing him like this to get 20 wins.
Hey, who was the pitcher for the Tigers with 20 losses? Mike Maroth, 2003. Yeah, that's right. I can't believe that. Wow.
Only the Tigers would do that. It's like, guys, how about we don't put him, like, how about we don't start him so he can't get the decision here?
He is the last guy, I think, Gabe. It says Mike Maroth, 2023, and it goes to Pedro Ramos, 61.
Yeah.
1954, Don Larson. The guy lost 20 games. Things were different back then.
But how many did he win?
20 games.
Yeah, but how many did they win? That's what I'm saying, Cam. Yeah. They would be like, you know, 19 and 20 or whatever.
Yeah,
22 and 20. Then. Yeah. Like he look at Steve Carlton. We can go over his number. We get the picks, but same thing. Like Carlton won 20, but he lost a lot. Like Nolan Ryan lost a lot of games.
See, because
he pitched
what we
9
do.
Innings
we
all the time.
In, yeah. And we walk in with Mike Maroth as our, you're the defense attorney. You go, listen, out of these games, 14 out of the 21, they scored 3 or fewer runs. I rest my case. Why didn't you guys help Mike out? You sold him down
the river. That's where, like, you're jerks for making him, like, be in the history books. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Like, you don't want to be like that. You can't have 20 losses. You're going to be talked about on our show 20 years later.
I can't remember anything, but I remember that 2003. Like, I'm actually happy that I got brain cells still. That was a shocker.
I knew it was a Tiger. I was like, yeah, I remember the Tigers left some
call.
Guy
and the
in
minute
there
you
forever.
Mentioned it, I'm like,
I remember Josh Towers. Because,
Towers is brutal, man. Absolutely brutal. Poor guy. Josh Towers.
I had Josh Towers on after that, actually. He's buddies with Dana White. Yeah.
Really?
I was doing a UFC show and Josh Towers walked in. He works for the UFC, or like he did. Like, yeah,
really?
Josh Towers lives. Yeah. Josh Towers lives in Vegas and is buddies with Dana White and the UFC types, the brass. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he works for them, but he might type of thing. He's with them a lot. All right, so a couple other things tonight. So we were talking about Lyles and that the Royals 1-12 on the run line. How about this? The Cubs are 1-9 in Jameson Taillon's 10 starts. They've only won
Interesting.
Once.
Interesting. Almost as
For
bad.
For the record, though, the Reds are going to win tonight. I believe, and I'm gonna let's get those plays out there. I'm gonna take the Reds to win. You say what you want about Williamson. The Reds are 5-1 in his last six starts. He's only started six, actually. They're 5-1. That's run support, though. That's okay. What I'm talking about.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Like, Williamson's got a worse whip than Lyles, and they're winning games for this guy. So I don't know if push comes to shove. If we were putting two and two together, it seems like the over in a Lyles Williamson game would make a lot of sense, but I don't know. Like, what do you think?
It's 10. It's very high.
Yeah, it is high, but I
it's manageable.
I still believe,
I mean, it's not possible.
It is manageable.
No, you know what I'm doing?
What?
I'm taking Cincinnati Reds to win the game. I'm taking, yes, there'll be a run in the first inning.
I like that. Reds always get runs in the
run
first inning.
Run in the first inning.
Kansas City scored a couple, too.
Yeah, they both might. Yeah, so it's minus 145, but let's go yes. And how about this? I'm going to dig in here, and let's see what we can get this at. Man, there's so many baseball options nowadays. Me and Cam are old. It wasn't like this in the old days, let me tell you.
No.
It used to be exotic. Oh, like, you bet the run in the first inning? That was like one
first
of the old
inning,
props.
Yeah, you're a real wild man.
You can bet first five. First three, first five. Like, nowadays, dude, it's like pitcher outs, Cam. How many outs the pitcher's going to get? Is his first pitch going to be a strike? Like, yeah, it's, you name it, bro. Like, I was just thinking.
That bet's like crack candy, though. Like, you know what I mean? That bet, like, the strike? Who the hell knows? Yeah, that's worse than my first to 10 bet with the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
You know what I think? Yeah, you're really playing with fire there. It's fun, though.
All right, so I want to bet. There's odds here. I want to see what they are. Will Jordan Lyles get the win? I'm going to say no. We've been leaving this on the table. Will Jordan Lyles get the win? Pitcher props to record the win. He's minus 200. To win the game.
Oh, minus 200, not to win the game. Okay, yeah.
It's better off just taking the Reds to win the game at minus 150.
Probably, yes. That would make more sense.
That's how bad he is, Cam. And according to the book, you got to lay minus 200 that he won't win the game. It's pretty high. That's crazy.
It really is. I got to be honest with you.
If you think he is, if you want to back him tonight, plus 165.
For the win?
Then you'll get more than Kansas City. Yeah, if you think Jordan Lyles records the win tonight. He hasn't recorded a win all year long.
This seems like a Cam Stewart play, dumpster play.
Well, look at the Tigers last night, 247 in a row. Oh, yeah, we always walk into these traps where we go, it's never happened before.
I'm setting the trap for the bear right now. Instead of me walking in and getting mauled in the forest, I'm taking Jordan Lyles, Marenzi, out of principle. Win one for JL.
How about this one, too? The Nationals are 4-1 in Corbin's last five starts.
Amazing. You see, baseball blow your mind. And you know what? Jameson Taillon has been gross, Marenzi, and they're favored tonight, too. You said it. They're 1-9 in his starts.
He's 1-9.
That guy struggles. He's really lost at Jameson Taillon. His numbers are pretty bad.
You know, Cobb's been good, Cam. Cobb. Corn on the Cobb for the Giants.
I like Cobb.
He's been very good. His strikeout prop is 4.5.
See, Taillon. I like your Dodgers tonight in a parlay, too. I think we got to find a dance partner there. Oh, my God. Yeah, you want to make fun of Jordan Lyles? Take a look at Jameson Taillon. 42 innings pitched, 7.02 ERA, 1.54 whip, 15 base on balls, 40 Ks. That's gross. Like, that whip's – he's worse than Lyles. That's disgusting.
Well, that's why Pittsburgh's the play tonight. Plus 110.
Luis Ortiz has got issues too. Man, this guy's got one more K than walks. 16 strikeouts to 15 walks. 1.81 whip. Man, there's some bad pitchers on that bump tonight. It's
wind must be blowing in because the total's only 8.5.
Yeah, good call. If the wind was blowing out, it'd be 11.5 or something. You're right. I agree.
For the record, it's windy in Los Angeles tonight, Cam. Mm-hmm. Winds are blowing out at Dodger Stadium tonight. Now, it's not
like
Wrigley.
Over?
Just for the record, I read this earlier, and it was one of those analytic type things. 3% bump to a home run tonight at Dodger Stadium.
3% over time is
the
actually
wind.
Not a
there's three. There's a 3% with the wind factored in tonight. There's a 3% more chance of the ball going over.
And
Lynn gives up home runs all the time.
Double L, he gives up bombs. I'm kind of like where you're going with that.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24
What's up, everybody? It's Gretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Seven, as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Renzi. We've got a bunch of picks for tonight. We got WNBA action. Coach James Young's going to step up in and join us with his best bets. I'll throw it to Cam first. Cam, what are your best bets? What are you doing here with the 7 o'clock Eastern card?
I don't know if they're best bets, Morenci. I'm going to take a shot with the Indiana Fever in the WNBA tonight, getting 5 points against the Washington Mystics. I know they're 0-3 at home, but they've been playing a little bit better, some tight games. And I don't like to go against Washington, but I think this is maybe a spot for them. We'll talk about your Canadian basketball game. I'm taking the over 8.5 in the Blue Jay game tonight. I like that. And what else do we have going on here? Oh, yeah, I have the Braves in a parlay. Two same game parlay, but that game's in a rain delay, Morenci.
All right, let's go. I got a same game parlay at +130. No run in the first inning of the Yankees in a Mets game in a Subway Series, and under 8.5 alternate line in the game. We're also going to go under 7.5 in the Yankees and the Mets game. Other early baseball, Toronto Blue Jays and the Baltimore Orioles. Give me Gunnar Henderson over 1.5 total bases at +115.
Yes.
And I don't like betting against the Toronto Blue Jays, but I can't pass up the Baltimore Orioles as home dogs at +106. So we're going to have to take the birds here at as home dogs here as well. Canadian Basketball League action. Anybody that tunes in to Sports Rage knows Mo Khan joins me every Sunday night. He's the play-by-play voice of the Montreal Alliance, and our boy Clam Chowder is the unofficial mascot of the Montreal Alliance. But this game is not in Montreal tonight. It's in Niagara Falls, and I think the Montreal Alliance are going to fall. They went 0-10 on the road last year, and they're 0-2 on the road this year, and they're without two of their best players tonight. Take the Niagara River Lions. You like that name, Cam?
Yes, I do. Yes, the River Lions.
It's kind of a weird name.
No offense. There's
river
no lions in the river. No, like you can
I've been
like,
in Niagara Falls. Heels. There's panhandlers. Yeah. There's
snapping
tourists.
Turtles.
There's Japanese people taking pictures of the falls. Yes. I never seen no lion.
There's no river lion. No such thing.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.